At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Having a good time!
Oh my god, what?
Hello everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew, a podcast where each week we're going to talk about
whatever. Oh my god!
Whatever we want! My name is Nathaniel Nax.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack, and you guys are ready to chat. And make sure you comment. Oh yeah, because we got a snack. Y'all know we love a candy salad. Anyway, make sure you comment down below. What is y'all's New Year's resolution, Maria?
My New Year's resolution? Okay, so my New Year's resolution this year is staying on my grind on like working out. Like, I've been real good on it.
Mine too.
Yeah?
I've been doing it every single day so far.
I was doing it every single day until my body betrayed me. We'll get into that later, because I got a whole spiel about it.
She got sick.
I was literally like, on my deathbed with the first sickness. You were there. Literally, I was like a Victorian child. But again, we'll get into that later. My other New Year's resolution is I really want to still like get into reading. Mm-hmm. I kind of stopped reading, I'm not gonna lie. But I want to get back into reading and then just like being better at articulating myself.
Oh, I remember. You remember you talking about you wanted to use bigger words.
Yes. Not even just using bigger words, but just like, I noticed myself like,
yeah.
Or just using like, you know, a lot of filler words, you know? So I want to be better at that, you know, using other, not even just bigger words, just more words, different words.
What
about you?
I feel like my New Year's resolution, here's my thought process, okay?
Okay.
Okay, my New Year's resolution is to work out for as long as possible, right? Mm-hmm. Here's my thought process, okay? I got to get through January. And then I'll be proud of myself, be like, wow. And then I'll get through. And then February, I'm like, that's the shortest month. I can do the shortest month. And then when it comes to March, I'll probably get like halfway through March and be like, okay, I'm done. Mm-hmm. But as long as I get that far, I'll be really proud of myself.
Mm-hmm. Because like, as long as you're consistent for that much.
Yeah, as long as I'm consistent for that long.
And then if you're not consistent, it's like, fuck it, right?
Yeah, because I mean, I already did.
No, wait, I didn't think it actually agree. I didn't think you'd be like, yeah. Well, because I didn't even be like, no, like, I'd still be doing
it. Well, I'm still going to try. Obviously, I'm going to keep trying to work out. But if I like start to slowly stop working out.
You know what remind me of? The people like, how gym people always say like, how like the New Year's resolution people, they're like, their New Year's resolution is like weight loss or just like being in the gym. They'll be there for, like, the first, like, 2-3 months, and then they're gone. And then it's, like, less busy, can't wait for it.
All I gotta do is get through January, February, and halfway through March. And if I do that, I'll be extremely proud of myself. I'm gonna try and keep going. But, mm-hmm. if I get to that point, I'm gonna be like, wow. Mm-hmm. I did that.
I was gonna say, another one of my new resolutions is just, like, pushing myself a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Getting more out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just, like, doing things that, like, I'm not as comfortable doing.
I had another one.
So this time, I really want to go on a solo trip. I'm really thinking of a solo trip. Like I always want to do that, and I'm like, I gotta just do it.
You should go to the beach.
That's what I'm thinking of. Like, I would love the beach. I was thinking, like, maybe, like, that's not a solo trip, the fuck? I mean, I wouldn't mind, the fuck? Oh, shit.
Saying the fuck!
Like, I'm telling you, I'm such a parrot. I hear something, and I love it, and I just stick with
the
it.
The fuck?
I'm saying the fuck all the time.
Anyway,
You wanna? Oh, so like, another thing we were gonna be doing. Oh, are you still going for your New Year's resolution?
Oh no, I was at work literally yesterday, and I was talking about my New Year's resolutions, and I said one. I don't remember what it was.
Sounds like you didn't want to do it.
No, so obviously I do want to drink more water because, girl. Okay, let me tell you. We had a little snowstorm. We had a little snowstorm.
Yeah, that's literally.
That literally. But we were off for. I was off for 2 days in a row, and I was like, okay, I need to go grab food. I got a case of soda. Bitch, I didn't drink any water the whole time I had that case of soda. I was just...
Oh my God. Girl, no, I was like that when I was
good.
A kid. Yeah.
I know.
I remember getting a bunch of headaches, and just like, I felt was...
I've been getting a killer migraine, like, especially the last couple days, so I'm like, I need a drink.
Why is your tongue today? Like, why is your tongue making a cameo every 2 seconds?
I need to drink more water.
Yeah, because that tongue, she's out there. But I was going to say, I don't know if we mentioned... We're going to be coloring today and bring a little...
Yeah, we still have some stuff from New York, so mm-hmm. we're going to be getting a little... And that's going to be the whole episode, so like...
This, just like this, a little chill chit-chat.
Yeah, just like a chill chit. We got colored pencils, and we found a sharpener.
Yeah, I had to go buy one.
But are you ready to go ahead and...
Oh, I'm ready to...
Okay, then we're going to be right back. We're going to get a little Hi Sisters, and then we...
That's a good way to mention it.
We're going to get a little Hi Sisters, and then we will be right back.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're
going to
be right back. Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack.
Hello, everyone. Hey. We are back. We went and got toasty. We're having a good time. And mm-hmm. we are ready to dig into this candy salad.
Yes.
And we're ready to do our drawings. These are the befores.
I got the dinosaur from Rugrats.
And I got the three Powerpuff Girls. We have Zucchini here. He's still figuring out his placement.
I was eyeing these gummies.
See, I knew you were going to, too. I bought those because I knew you were going to like them. I don't really like them that much. But I knew you were going to like them because they seemed like something you would like.
I'm literally about to hate on it.
Oh my god, are you really?
Why are they like no flavor? Like, I feel sugar. I feel like the grain.
I didn't like the texture of the white part on the bottom. It tastes like, it was almost marshmallow.
Okay, I'm getting some blueberry now.
No, no, she's tasting
it. It is very light.
I have been really excited
Not a two. Yeah.
I've been really excited for these sweet tarts. Apparently they're supposed to be like a filling.
Ooh.
And you know I love a
filling. Why do you put in the middle?
Oh, God.
It's hard as fuck. It looks like it's hard.
Oh, it sucks.
Really?
Ooh, oh, it's God. Sour.
Okay, now you're trying to recreate what I said.
No, but this is what it looks like from the middle.
Well, it kind of looks like eyeball.
What it looks like from the
middle? You know those eyeball candies?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of looks like that.
Ooh, girl. Okay, so the outside is really fucking hard.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it'd be hard. Did it really look soft to you?
No,
even when you're holding it?
I thought it was going to be almost like a Skittle, like a softer cracky shell. No, that was literally...
Okay, you can't get comfortable here, man. Now I'm literally getting comfortable on my painting. Don't do that little circle. Come over here.
Don't do that little circle. It's so funny.
Because you know when they're doing that circle, they're getting themselves comfortable.
Oh, you need to try one of those, girl. They are sour.
Strong of his tail.
Oh, and don't y'all worry.
Okay, I've been eyeing these. What are they, root beer?
Coca-Cola.
It was cola?
Yeah, I didn't think you would like
it. Oh my god. Hard as fuck.
Yeah,
I'm like, what kind of gummy is hard as fuck? Oh yeah, shall we get started?
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get started on my drawing. So, unfortunately, we're gonna try and not look at each other silly. And Maria wanted to do back-to-back. And I thought
that was so fun. And then we just look over here, over our shoulder.
Do you want to try? Okay.
I know, it's so fun. And they'll, you know, I think it's so fun. Hold on, Zuki's like on me again. I don't want him off either.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
How's your week been, Nathaniel?
Honestly.
Or your last 2 weeks. I feel like I haven't seen you forever.
Yeah, okay. So, in reality, this is me and Maria's first time filming since we were in New York.
Yeah, we were going to film over there, but we ended up never filming each time.
We were just having too good a time, which, by the way, obviously, I know y'all want to hear about it, because we've been talking about it for only, 17 years. So, we're going to get into it, of course.
What was your favorite part of New York? What was your, like, peak moment?
Peak moment? You know what?
What?
Okay, this wasn't my peak moment, but I did really have a good time.
Or one of your peak moments, then?
For the first time, this trip, for the first time like, since me and Maria went, we had a day where we, like, went separate.
Yeah.
And I really did feel like,
I told you, I also wanted to do that too, and I didn't want to do it for that long, but I definitely want to do it for like a little bit.
I definitely didn't have as much of a good time without her, but I did have a good time being alone.
Right, I feel like it's like an experience. Oh my gosh, speaking of New York, Bad Bunny, he recently released an album. Bro, he performed yesterday on the subway, and it was on a subway.
On the subway?
Yeah, in a subway station. So, like, you know, when, like, the gates are at and everything.
Yeah.
Girl, and it was literally at a subway station we were at pretty frequently. It was, like, the Uptown, Queens, and all that.
Oh, my God.
And we were
on
there frequently.
Me?
And I was like, damn, we could have... Hey, Jimmy Fallon was there. Listen, Jimmy Fallon isn't hot now, but I do enjoy his personality.
Oh, I was...
He's really funny.
Even now, I would fuck the shit out of Jimmy Fallon.
I'm not, like, I'm not feeling the attraction, like, oh, my God, when he was younger. Honestly, even just a few years ago, he was, like, real hot. I don't know.
But no.
But especially when he was younger. Oh my god, him in his fucking 20s, he could literally do anything to me.
Oh!
No, bitch. Have you seen Jimmy Fallon when he was younger?
No, I've seen him, girl. He looks sexy. He could do
anything. Literally, golden shower, bitch. We not talk about it.
No!
That's crazy to say.
No, but like,
it was a joke. It was a joke.
No, but like, listen. I get it, though.
Talked about it. Like, shit we let people do? Maybe.
Poop is
maybe
too far.
No, that's crazy. You see, this is crazy.
You want to let Jimmy Fallon poop on you?
Ew. Or the other way around? Hell no. Hell no. Feces is crazy. That's a fucking set of yours.
Feces is crazy. No, you're right. That is a lot. That's too far.
Yeah.
But peace.
So what about you? We had this combo. You've also agreed.
No. I know. I wouldn't. It's the love of my.
Although I was just showing like how like I don't know. I was just being dramatic.
No, I mean no. Listen, I mean I would pee on somebody if they asked. I like it would have to be like someone I like really knew and like maybe loved.
I would say yeah. Like I'm not like into it like that. But like I admit, like I said, we've had this combo. If I've been in for like a while.
I don't think it's the weirdest thing.
Or like, no, it's definitely not the weirdest thing. But like, you got me ticky. It aches me out. Pissing on me? Also like, where you gonna piss on me? Not my bed. The fuck? Hell no. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like I had to be with someone for like a while. Like a few months now. Not even like a year, I feel. Oh, I don't know. But yeah.
Anyway,
my money was in the subway station.
Can I tell you something?
What's up?
This guy... I have on Snapchat, we like, you know, it was like someone like I've talked to at like a period of time, but like it didn't work out, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
He was posting about wanting to go to New York and he was posting like flight tickets and everything.
Yeah.
And so for some reason I felt impelled to help him and be like, here, this is where I stayed. And also you can get a train ticket for pretty cheap, like round trip.
Yeah.
Now he's going and I'm so jealous.
Girl, join in.
Now he's going and I'm like, God.
She's like, because
honestly,
you come with you?
Honestly, it's so weird. When I was there, especially towards
like recently?
Yeah, like the last time I was there, last time we went, I was like, damn, I really like, not that I wanted to leave, but I was feeling more homesick than I did last time. And.
Bro, that's because we were actually sick.
That is also true. But I was really missing Athena.
That was
and,
close spot too.
And it
god,
was...
That day it rained? Oh my god. That's like my least. That's my pit. When it fucking rained. Besides me being sick.
Okay, I need to ask you a question.
What's up?
I'm kind of having a hard time with her hair. I don't know where it starts and stops.
Okay, well, bubbles, I would imagine...
Oh my god. Oh. Sorry.
Like, how much did you do?
I did... This
like,
is
this
obviously
is like the
her pigtail. And
you know?
So this is her other pigtail, and then her...
Yeah,
okay,
that's hair, and then that's like the chongo. Like... The hair tie.
Okay. I see it. Okay. I just got it. I saw it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was so confused just now.
But yeah. Oh, so let me talk about my peak of New York. Did I say my peak? I don't think so. No. Oh my god. I really enjoy ice skating. Like, at first it was hard as fuck. Like, I've never ice skated before.
You know what? That is one of my peaks, too. I had a really good time. Like, yeah, I was miserable the whole time.
No, you were falling the whole time. I really thought, like, at some point you'd, like, let go of the railings.
No, I really thought I was going to let go of the railings, too, because it's, like, in my mind, there's this anime, I told you about it, there's an anime I used to watch that was about ice skating. Every single time I'd watch it, I'd be like, I can do that. Like, that is so easy. Yeah. And then I got on the ice, and it was literally the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
No, literally, it hurt my ankle so bad. Like,
I just kept falling. And it kept, because you know what, my thing was, I wanted to go fast.
Yeah, that's the thing. You so badly just want to, like, do it.
I did.
I feel like you should have, like, started off slowly. Like, that's how I did. I started off slowly, and even by the end of it, I still wasn't, like, that good. Like, I had to keep going back to the railing eventually. I could go to the middle. Like, I saw in the middle, apparently, it was, like, a snowman.
Yeah, you see, girl, I have a hard... I'm telling you, especially with, like, skills, I, for some reason, have such a hard time being bad at things, and I was so upset.
No, I haven't been bad also at things, but, like, that's also why it's surprising that you were, like... Also, like, just throwing yourself into it.
Because I wanted...
You gotta slow down a little.
I wanted to be
so
good at it.
So then you can get into it.
I wanted to be good at it so bad. And then, you know what? I will give myself some credit. There were times that I went pretty fast for a good minute. And there were times I let go of the rail. And I went around people and I'd go, not in the middle. I would always, you know, stay pretty near the railing just in case.
Mm-hmm.
But there were times that I, you know, stepped aside from the railing, and I had, you know, I wasn't always on the railing.
Okay, you were just always at random islands.
No, sorry. I didn't mean to say it like that. I literally, the second I said it, I was like, damn, I know she's gonna say something too, because I did not mean it like that. But, you know,
well, you almost got a love story out of it, though.
I did fall in love. I did. No, I'm just kidding. But some man, he tried to help me out, and he held hands.
Helped you up and everything.
Helped me up and everything, but, you know.
Get into it. It was really cute, what you were telling me he was doing. Damn. Like.
But, you know.
Sorry. He's just more into him. I remember you said that.
Yeah, he was not. Okay, he was cute.
I think he was very cute. I'm surprised he wasn't your type. I feel like you showed me so many guys that look like him, or just, like, a brand of him. And you were like, I'm into him.
I don't know. I kind of, oh my god, especially when it like comes to like thing, especially like when things actually, you know, I'm a bad bitch, but you know, sometimes I don't really act like a bad bitch, if you know what I mean.
No,
like,
I get that.
And so, you know, especially when it comes to things like romantic, I'm like, bitch, I'm scared.
Really?
Bitch, I'm scared. I don't know. I have a hard time being actually romantic.
I don't know why that means me too sometimes too, but like, I'm surprised that it's you. There have been times you told me like, I remember there was one episode you were talking about like how bold you are with the things you say to them.
I know, like, that was in the...
I was like, dang.
That was... Okay, yeah, but you see, once I, like, get a little comfort... Like, once I finally get,
oh, is that
like,
once you're, like, comf?
That's, like, once I'm, like... That's, like, once I'm there for, like, you know... Like, we've been cuddling for, like, 10 minutes, you know? We're, like, having a good time.
Oh,
we're into the movie, and, you know, he's trying to talk. Because, oh, my God, especially on first dates, I am so every single time...
No, I'm always nervous, too, but it's, like, sometimes it's, like, a nervous
experience. No, it's so... It's also so fun. Like, I miss going on first dates so bad.
Yes.
But also, like, oh, God, I hate them so much because they're so nerve-wracking and scary.
I love them, but it's like a like a, I like I love like the nervousness feeling.
What color is Blossom's hair?
Blossom is orange.
It's orange, okay. Yeah. And then her headpiece is pink.
Yeah, I was. I guess I kind of want to say it's like a red. Why don't you just like search it? Oh, your phone.
Yeah. Okay. Oh my god, I need to tell you what happened at work. Nothing. I need to tell you what. Okay, sorry. You can tell though, girl. You can tell that we smoke. We talk about like 17,000 different things in this 12 minutes.
I mean,
that
we're having a chit chat.
But I need to tell you what happened at work because this was so crazy. It like actually blew my mind because it's like some people are stupid.
Yeah.
But this was a new level of like entitlement and stupid that I just like. I mean, obviously I've witnessed it before, but it just was so crazy to me. So this man comes up. He comes up to Bailey and he orders just a grande black coffee. And Bailey was like, do you want it black? He said, yes, I want it black. Okay, great.
Cool.
So I make him a grande black coffee, and I hand it to him, and he goes, did you even put the Splenda in it?
Oh.
At one
point. I thought you said you wanted it black.
And literally, at no point did he say he wanted a Splenda in it. It literally threw me off so much, yeah, and I went.
No, that happened to me too before. I always just throw it back, and I'm like, I thought you said you wanted it black.
I went, did you say you wanted a Splenda? And he just looked at me, and I grabbed it for him, and I said, thank you. And he turned around and walked away. But it was just, bro, I'm telling you, especially in the moment, it was so crazy. I thought
is crazy.
I just like, did you even put this Splenda in it?
It's like,
did
I even put this? You're so wrong in what you did. But you're also so confident in how wrong you are that you're like, rude.
It was so crazy. I was literally at a loss for words. Like, did you even put the Splenda in it?
He's like, did bitch, you? I thought you said you wanted a black.
You literally said, I want a black coffee, and then, oh my god, I haven't even dug into the candy salad. Like, I've been so focused.
No, I've had a few pieces.
This, oh my god, I've been so excited for this one. It's supposed to have jelly in it, inside
jelly?
The gummy worm.
That kind of scares me.
What the fuck? There's no jelly.
I see something. It's a little jelly consistency.
I got a pocket of jelly.
It doesn't look like a... It's not a lot. Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay, that's not that scary anymore.
It's not a lot. Mm. I love things with things...
You love things with what?
I love
things with filling?
Yeah. I love... Don't look at me like that.
Like, what? What are you talking about?
I love things with filling, though.
Oh, my gosh. So, what do you think about TikTok being banned, supposedly? I heard, apparently, like, they're trying to, like... Keep it, like, give it, a few more days. Because apparently the due date is January 13th. Not January 13th. January 19th.
Uh-huh,
and
yes.
Apparently, like, it is in motion to be banned. But, like, apparently there's some people that, like, want to, like, just, like, overdo the date. You know, wait for, like, I think they said, like, 200-something days. But I'm also seeing a lot of people like going to Red Note, this app. Have you seen how people have been like,
I have. Need to go to? I was thinking about making us a Red Note account so that we can be one of the first ones. I was literally doing that
yesterday with Daniel, but like, here's the thing. Okay. So like, I was like, fuck, Red Note looks fun as fuck. Like, everyone's talking about it and people like are talking about their experience on there, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wow, it looks so much fun. Like, I would love to like see what's up. So I make an account. I was going to first just make my account. And I couldn't get in doing with my number. Like, it was like, it'll send you a code, but then I didn't get no fucking code.
I've been seeing things about this. I've been seeing things.
So then I did my Apple, because, like you said, I've seen people, like, talk about that. Someone said, like, oh, just use your, like, Apple ID. So I did that, and I got in. But the thing is, like, I like to comment and also just, like, change your name. You need to, like, have your number need to be valid or something like that, it said. So I'm trying to do that, and it won't send me the code. And I got annoyed, and I was like, fuck this shit. I'll deal with this later. So I deleted it. I deleted my whole account and everything, man. I don't even know why I deleted my account. Like, I was going to deal with it later. But I deleted my account, and then later after that, I see someone say, like, oh, like, I got my code, like, 2 hours later. And, like, I kept seeing a bunch of people saying that. Like, they got their code, like, 2 hours later.
Uh-huh.
Some people said they go out theirs right away. Ew,
I probably look so ugly in this episode.
No, literally me too. But then I'm, like, I'm trying to get, like, you said I'm not going to be turned around anymore.
I can't do it. I just feel horrendous the whole time.
Mm-mm. Okay, but, like, I saw some people say, like, they got right away. But, like, a lot of people were saying, like, yeah, I got it, like, 2 hours later. So I'm, like, okay, I'm going to try again, like, tomorrow. So, like, today. I'm gonna try again. See if I can get in.
Because I've been seeing everyone talking about they're going to that app for.
Yeah, so I'm seeing a lot of people. There's already a lot of celebrities on there too. Girl, Cardi B's been on there for like 2 years. I didn't see like how hard. But like someone said like.
Why?
I don't know. Kim Kardashian. She's been on there for a while. Apparently, I didn't see Selena Gomez. But like someone said that Selena Gomez has been there on there for a while.
I need to ask you again. Where does her hair end down here? Like, obviously it comes down like that and then goes around here, but is there anything over here that's her hair, or is it just right here?
This clump?
That clumpy
thing. That clump, and that's her foot. Oh, no, that's her arm. That's her arm. Never mind. So, yeah, it's just this.
Okay,
I would say that's her arm, because, like, that's holding the cup.
Okay, sorry. Okay, me and Marie being like, we're not going to look at each other, and me asking her questions.
Constantly asking me. No, I get it. You just, like, need a professional, like, colorist opinion. An artist opinion.
Oh.
Girl, I'm not an artist. I wish I could draw. Like, there were so many times where I was like, I want to be like, oh, there's something about, like, being able to draw.
I've always wanted to be that artsy bitch. Because right? You know what? I'm cursed. My entire family...
They can all, like...
Is artistic. Yeah, they're all artistic. No,
like,
my mom artistic. Is
so good. I remember when I was in kindergarten, I would have this homework where you, like, had to draw, like, the like, thing we were, like, for our spelling. Like,
yeah.
There was, like, pig once. My mom would always draw it for me, and I would just, like, color it. And it always looks so beautiful.
First of all, I'm bad at coloring. I'm not very good at coloring. I was telling Maria about this earlier.
I'm telling you. I'm trying to color, like, the artist. Have you gone out of the lines?
I'm doing okay.
I low-key got out the lines on the eye. Just a little bit. Literally, the moment I did, I was like, damn. Kara was coming at him for getting out the lines.
Yeah. No, she was coming at me.
But I'm telling you, I'm trying to color, like, how I used to see, like, people color their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, when I was younger, like, I would just, like, color. Like, you know how somebody would, like, outline it with, like, a darker color?
That's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm doing, too. I'm telling you, I'm trying to do, like, them. But when I was younger, I was just, like, fuck it. And I just, like, color the whole thing, like, one thing. Like, I wouldn't do the shadows and shit.
You gotta do but the I'm shadows.
But
I'm trying.
But yeah, when I was younger, I would always want to be an artist. Sometimes I was like, I'm gonna try. Like, I'd watch, like, videos and stuff. Damn, I'm not good at all. Man, there was this one time I drew a panda, or it's what I thought looked like a panda. And my friend was like, girl, it looks like a fifth grader drew that. Not even a fifth grader. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you don't gotta come after me.
I need to show you something.
In a way, I was like trying to be confident in everything. What? Do you have like something?
You drew? I have a drawing from when I was in middle school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, show and tell.
Yeah, show and tell. This is from when I was in middle school. It was fan art for this YouTuber that I was watching a lot at the time.
Uh-huh. Who was it?
Oh, fuck. I think his name was, like, Alistair Animations. It was one of those, like, storytelling animation
Ooh, person. I love those. Oh, my gosh. Did you ever watch Corpse Husband or who else?
I didn't know. Oh, God. I love Corpse Husband. I did not watch Corpse Husband. But this is the drawing.
Ooh.
I wanted to be an artist.
Looks like Cameron Dallas.
I wanted to be an artist so fucking bad.
It looks good, though. I don't think it's bad. I mean, like, from what I've seen, a lot of people draw stuff like that. It doesn't look bad
to me. I want, but, you know.
Oh, Lazy Masquerade. Did you ever listen to Lazy Masquerade?
I did not.
Who else did I listen to? I think he was called, like, Mr. B or B's Busta, something like that. I used to love shit, little scary stories like that. Oh, my gosh. But speaking of Corpse Husband, It was, I was, like, in seventh grade, and I'll tell you, I used to love his, like, narrations of these, like, horror, like,
No, I remember the time.
Yeah, but I still remember. We were, like, in Burlington shopping.
I can't believe you were a Corpse Husband fan. That is so...
What do you mean? I feel like I'm the most obvious Corpse Husband fan.
I know.
I've been playing a song by him around you.
I know. It's with, just like...
Oh, my gosh. I fucking love the collab. It was him and, what's his name? Ollie something. I forgot his name. But he's from, Bring Me the Horizon.
I think that's so
funny.
And they
did a song together. Bro, that song is kind of, oh my god, it's kind of corny. Like, when I first heard it, I'm like, this is kind of corny. But honestly, it's so good in the same time. Like, I gotta admit, it's kind of corny, but it's so good. Like, it hits so good. I remember there was a period where I would listen to that literally every fucking name I thought. Every now and again, I'll give it a listen, because it's so good, honestly. Like, it's kind of silly. Yeah, it's kind of silly, but it's so good. But, basically, we were in Burlington, and... all of a sudden I get a notification, because of course I have my notifications on for him. He was going live.
Oh no.
And I see that he's going live, so I'm like, ooh, can I go to the car? I need to do something. And I'm being so dead ass.
Were you flicking the bean in that car to his voice? What do you mean you need to go do something, you weirdo?
Watch it. Watch the live, even though it's literally just like some sort of like photo card, and because you know he didn't show his face, obviously.
Oh,
that's his whole lore.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm just trying to remember. I'm just hoping you remember the day when his face
when apparently they leaked
that.
Him.
Yeah,
I saw that. But, I mean, honestly, it didn't bother me. I mean, listen, duh, they have an illusion of him. Duh. I mean, I told you, I started watching him when I was like 12 or 13. Like, of course, that is some sort of illusion. But like, honestly, I didn't think he looked that bad. Was I attracted? No. But like, I'm also not like going crazy. I don't know. I think it was kind of dumb. People were, like, coming after him. I don't know. But it wasn't confirmed if it was him or not.
I remember that day so strongly.
But anyway, that's not the point. So, I go to the car. Duh. And I still remember, like, people were just asking questions. Of course, I was asking him shit, too. And I remember, like, one of my questions was, like, yeah, he answered. One of my questions, because, again, come on, I was, like, 13 or 12, was, like, do you have muscles? I remember commenting that like a few times, and then he finally answered, and he's like, I think he laughed. Like, I remember hearing him laugh, and then he's like, kinda or something like that. I don't even know what he said, but I just remember him answering it. I remember there was a time when I remembered about that memory, and I wanted to see if I could find that live, but I don't know when it was. Like, I don't remember.
Oh my god, if you found that live,
girl, I could, because like it was. If I remember correctly, he like recorded every live.
Oh, if you! Oh, I wish you could find that live.
Maybe one day I will. Who knows? But yeah.
Maybe, you know, when we're big and famous, one of our fans will pull it.
Yeah,
up
y'all
for
do
us.
It for me.
Yeah.
No, because like,
let me tell you, I don't want to be.
This is 2014. Probably like 2016, mm-hmm. 2015, maybe.
I don't want to.
Something around there.
I don't want to complain about doing work for the podcast, because I obviously enjoy it, but finding clips for compilations, I give people so much more like
hi.
Like when other people make compilations, and that must take so long, because it's taken me so long to make these compilations. Mm-hmm. I started working on these like a few months ago, and yeah, like, you know, we took a few breaks with like New York, and you know, but like they're hard
but
to
even
make
if you did take a break, it still would have took some time, you
know? I know, bitch, they're hard to make.
Do you mind? Like, I guess I'm done coloring.
No. Your drawing is done. You have so much more than me.
Well, yeah, I've really been locking in.
I feel like I've been trying to lock in.
Oh my god, I love how you did the hair.
How I did the hair?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm trying.
I mean, like, buttercups. Oh my god, I told Nathaniel this already, but when I was in middle school, I had a nickname Buttercup. Some kid gave it to me on the bus. I think his name was Micah.
Hey, Micah.
Yeah, shout out to you. Call me Buttercup. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow, this is beautiful.
That is really nice. Oh my gosh, so this is something I was thinking about recently. Because, like, I just can't get my sleep schedule together. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what's up. I know what's up. That's what I was about to get into. I was thinking about it one of those nights when I just, like, couldn't fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about it, and I was like, damn, like, anytime I've ever had, like, trouble sleeping, it was, when something was going on, or not even just, like, when something was going on, but, like, I just noticed, like, my sleep schedule was really affected by my mental health, which I feel like, yeah, mm-hmm. I guess that is kind of, like, obvious, like, duh, your sleep does affect by your mental health. But, like, I just, like, never really thought of it like that until then. And I was thinking about it, and I was, like, I remember it was, like, this one time, like, a few years ago, probably, like, 2021, 2022.
Yeah.
I remember, like, I was just, like, I was not in a good headspace. Like, I want to say it was similar to, like, back when I was younger, like, that, like, 13th yeah. or, like, 16 period where, like, everything was, like, shit. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I had them, thoughts about, like, yeah, ending shit. Yeah. But, I remember, it wasn't as bad, but, like, it definitely was, like, close to it. And I remember being, like, my sleep schedule was so bad, like, I would push myself. Like, even if I was already tired, I would still, like, keep myself awake just so I could sleep longer and I wouldn't have to wake up.
Uh-huh.
And then I just remember this other time, what do I do? Fuck, I literally just left my mind just now. I literally had it in it. What was the other thing I do?
I hate when that happens.
But, like, have you ever noticed that when you're, like, whenever you've been struggling?
No, like, I mean.
Not even just struggling, just, like, even if you're not, like, down like that. Because, like, there have been times where, like, yeah, I was down, but I wasn't down like that. Mm-hmm. But, oh, I just remember what it was. It was those few months ago. What was it? August? Around August? Mm-hmm. When I was down. And, like, it was kind of, like, where I would push myself. Only thing is, like, I wouldn't really push myself. Just, like, when I actually wake up, I would wake up with dread of waking up. Like, I'm up again. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like, I couldn't wait for it to be nighttime just so I could fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, like, and I don't know, like, I want to say I'm down now. There definitely are, like, I haven't, like, I think I'm just a lot of stuff about my life. I told you this a few months ago. This always gives you a laugh. I just can't live like this. But I've been thinking like that. But, like, not in, like, a negative way. Like, I'm definitely not, like, it wasn't, like, how it was a few months ago when I told you. I was, like, I just can't live like this. It's more, like, I just can't live like this. But, like, I'm just thinking of the things that I need to do, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like that. And I'm, like, maybe that's why I've been sleeping that good. Because I'm just, like, I'm honestly, every time I'm just, like, thinking about something.
No, yeah.
Sometimes it's not even just things about my life. It's just, well, it is things about my life, but it's not, like, things of working to get my life to a way I would want to live, like.
No, yeah. I don't
just thinking.
Those are good.
But so you know sorry. What I mean? Did you ever notice that with, like, your mental health? Like, stuff with your sleep schedule?
Yeah. When I was, when I was going through my worst with my ex-boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
there were times. You probably remember, because I would talk about it a lot.
Uh-huh.
There were times that I would literally go to bed at, like, 8 in the morning.
No, I remember. Your sleep schedule was so fucked.
I would go to bed, like, 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
And there were times, like, I would, like, panic about my shit. Because, like, I still did morning shifts. And there were times I would either not go to sleep at all and still go to work. Or I would run off of, like, an hour and a half, maybe even, like, half an hour of sleep.
No, I remember your girl map with it. You were like, I won't go sleep for this whole night so that I can sleep this other night.
Yeah, and I that was just my, like, desperate attempt to try and fix it. But, like, girl, my mental health was so bad. No matter what, every night, I was scrolling on my phone. And it was, oh my God, especially, like, when, like, he would go out to parties and not tell me. And I would be just up all night thinking, sorry, do you need bread?
No, do you have the pencil sharpener?
Oh, it fell down there, girl. It's right there. Do you want me to grab it?
Yeah, you grab here. It.
Even though it's so much closer.
When a cat chooses to be with you,
no, you're right.
You're just going to deal with whatever position you're in, even if you need something.
I need to give my review. Oh, yeah. How's the
Red Bull?
So, I got this Red Bull Pink Edition right here. And it's brand new. I've been seeing ads for it. I've been so excited about it. So I want to give it a taste.
Ooh.
Nice. Did you like that? I know. Oh my God. Are y'all ready for the ASMR segment? Ew.
Okay.
That was the worst slurp.
I was expecting like a... Yeah, really sell that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what?
What's up?
Okay. Yesterday... When I got this, Sierra and our manager were just hating on it. They're like, it's just, like, gross and sour, and it's, like, not that good.
Can I get a sip? You love sour stuff, though.
Yeah, it is pretty sour. It does.
Are you sure you want me to sip it? You said sure, like, you were scared.
No, yeah, I'm fine.
I'll waterfall it.
It doesn't have that, like, traditional Red Bull taste at the end. Like, it's, like you can still tell it's an energy drink, but it doesn't have that, like...
You see, you know, I definitely had a Red Bull, like, a while, like so long ago, but I remember having it. I don't remember the taste of it. And even though I say, like, oh, I don't like Red Bulls, I haven't had one since then. I don't even remember the taste. It just tastes sour. I don't really have a taste. So I don't know what taste you're talking about. The thing is with me and Rebels, I just don't have that much caffeine. That's why for the longest I was on Monsters. I fucking love Monsters. But then, like,
you got me on Celsius, bitch. Every single day before work, I go and get one. Now.
I fuck with Celsius so much. Celsius, sponsor us, because I fuck this. With you.
This was so good. Try it.
But, oh my gosh. I'm not. Oh my god, I want to right now with Crunchy. Like, oh my god. Me and you're coming at you. You couldn't tell that's supposed to be hard. I thought it was going to be squishy.
Oh my god.
I don't like it.
Okay. I'll kill myself.
I'm not into it.
Oh my god.
What is it?
Don't remember.
Oh.
Don't.
But, yeah, I fuck with Celsius now.
Oh.
I don't think I'm ever going to give those up.
No.
Not even just for what I told you, but, like, apparently it helps you, like, with your metabolism and all that.
No, bitch, that's why I'm drinking them. And maybe this is my
eating. No, that's what I start with first. I know it's something my eating disorder.
Oh, my God. Can't tell you something?
I'll tell you, I always have a little stuff with it. But, like, I'm going to let myself go crazy with it. What?
Can I tell you something? This is, like, a little sad. But, like, I don't... I'm trying to... I think I rationalize it to make it... Like, I think I rationalize it to be, like, not as bad as it sounds. Mm-hmm. But every night, to get myself to work out, I'm like, okay. After I'm done working out, I get to eat dinner. And so... As long as I make myself work out every night, I make myself eat dinner every night.
No, that is bad
though. You think? Is that bad?
Yeah, because when I was in my anorexia, and I would work out, I'd be like, I'm going to go extra hard just so I can eat. Yeah.
But, like, I'm not thinking of it like that. I'm just
would you ever plan for, like, a holiday? I still remember planning. Oh, my God. I told you, sorry. Specifically for Thanksgiving, I had to plan it out. Like, I was like, I'm not going to eat that much leading up to it. So, that day... I can eat. Because I was like, but like, we're going to have so much good food. Like,
and you know they're going to ask questions.
Not even just that, but I was like, I want to eat it. Like, I want to eat the food. Like, no, I want to be able to eat and not feel bad. So, you know, I did my thing, blah, blah, blah. And I pretty much had it all planned out because, like, I knew what I was going to eat. And then, come the day of, we ordered pizza because the food wasn't ready when it was supposed to be ready. So we ordered pizza and... They were like, eat pizza. And I was like, no, because that wasn't part of my plan. So I was like, no. Like, I don't want pizza. Like, I was just like, I'm telling you, back with eating disorders, like, it really messed with me so much. Like, I really thought, like, just a slice would mess up the whole thing. And I was like, I can't have another slice. I can't. Bro, fucking eventually they make me. And oh my God. I feel like I sound dramatic saying it. But it's the way I felt, it was just so hard. That I started crying over just one slice because I was like, I don't want to eat it. Like, I don't want to. And eventually, I finally ate it, obviously, but it was just like, I hated it.
No, yeah.
And that was one of those times when I wish I was winning it. I told you, like, I really tried my finger. But, I mean, I'm not promoting bulimia. I guess I should always say that, but I never do. I'm not trying to promote bulimia. That was just, like, my thought process when I was younger. Not a good thought process, obviously, but...
No, yeah. And trust me, it was not good. It was not fun.
It's just what I wish when I was younger, because, you know, shit was fucked. But yeah, I was...
It was not a good time, personally.
Like, I didn't think it was fun the way they were yelling at me over it and everything. But, like, because, like, obviously I'm not okay. Like, crying over pizza, like, come on. Obviously I'm not okay. But, like, now I do think back at it, and I kind of do laugh, because I'm, like, just seeing it from outside perspective, like, I kind of get it. Just, like,
but you know
crying
what?
Over pizza.
They always talk about, like, and these, like, oh my god, like... This is what gets me. It's like, you say things like that, and then, like, you see in these documentaries when they're like, we didn't even see the signs. I'm like, but, like,
no,
there
literally.
Were. And you know there were. Like, there obviously there were signs with me, and people just didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. I was like, maybe, like, definitely did notice at some points. But, like, their thing was just, like, to yell at me over it. Not really, like,
exactly.
To
and
help,
that,
just
see,
yell about it.
And that's why I'm... And so... Every time I see these documentaries and they say, like, there were no signs, I'm like, I just don't believe you.
The signs were there. Oh, my God. That's why with the song, oh, my God. That's why I fucking love Pierce Bell. I know it's so cheesy to be like, oh, like, they saved me. I wouldn't say they saved me, but, like, they definitely were there for me, like, during a rough-ass time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I love Pierce Bell. But I know there's this one song. I forgot what it's called. I think it's Stained Glass or something. That I know it's from that album. Where, like, the song is, like, Mom and Dad, like, did you notice or some shit like that. And I remember always hearing me, like, bro, like, how did you not notice? I don't remember the exact lyrics. Fake fan. I don't remember the exact lyrics.
Fake
but it's something like that, like, Mom and Dad, did you notice or some shit like that? And I remember being like, Like, come on. Like, how do you not know what it is?
See, girl, but if you ask me any lyrics from any of the songs I used to listen to, the way that I would fail a lot of them.
No, literally.
The way I'd be like,
But you know what? And sometimes, like, even if they did notice, I mean, I would just deny. Because, I mean, like I told you, even they would yell at me about it. I would just, like, deny. Like,
That's crazy.
Literally.
That's crazy.
But, I know I would just deny. And I mean, I definitely know there were a few times where, like, I did, like, where, like, some teachers tried to give me help. Because there were two times teachers didn't notice. Like, shit was, like, not killing me. And there was honestly just with one where I kind of, like, wish I did say something, like, just something, like, yeah, I'm not great. I will say, there was this one time, I think it was my sophomore, no, it was my junior year, I really was not feeling great. Mm-hmm. I was, like, we were coming back to school, and I was, like, not feeling it, like, mentally, and I was, like, do I need to go, like, I was, like, do I need to talk to someone? Like, I feel like I need to talk to someone, like, I can't handle the way I'm feeling right now. But I ended up not doing it, because after, because literally after a whole week of feeling like that, because I have such a hard time talking about my feelings. Even more than when I was younger. I feel like I'm better at it now. But, like, even more than when I was younger, like, I fucking hated talking about my feelings. So, I waited a whole week. I was like, let's just see if I feel better then. Let's see if I feel better. And, I mean, I was saying, come the next week, I did feel a little better. Like, the thoughts weren't as bad. So, I was like, I don't need to go. But I'm kind of like, damn, I wish I did go. Or even to that one teacher that I really fucked with that, like, tried to help me. And I was like, no, I'm fine. Like, I'm great.
I'm okay. The fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no skin color in here.
Yeah, girl, just make your own skin color. He was like, oh my gosh. When I was younger, I hate the colors in here.
Oh my god.
The light brown, I used to love that one.
Oh my god. Okay, oh my god. I'm so sorry. The light brown.
I trauma.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Wore my heart out.
The light, I'm sorry.
Don't squeeze my arm like that. don't hurt me right now.
I was trying to offer support.
Squeezing my fat. I'm joking. This is all a joke.
Oh.
So, ooh, that looks good.
Thank you.
This is mine so far. Let's just show.
This is what we're looking like so far. Do you mind if we take a quick little break?
I would love to take a break.
There's a segment that I totally forgot that I wanted to do, but I need to go pull up the pictures.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we'll be right back, guys. Yeah.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. I feel like you just, like, poured your heart out and I didn't even say anything about it. I just, like, let you pour your heart out.
What do you want
to
say?
I don't know. I just, like, I never know what to say to those type of things. Because, like, I know when I pour things out, I don't know. It's, like, I don't know what people are supposed to say to me. And then I never know what to say to other people when they, like...
I get that. I feel like it's just, like... Because I know, like, sometimes I just don't know what to say.
I just want
to
let you know that I heard
It's just knowing
word.
The support, yeah.
I just wanted you to know that I heard everything.
Honestly, I really do appreciate that.
I just don't want to move on and be like, anyway, we're going to take a break now. Now this bitch is done ranting about, you know.
No, I really do appreciate that, honestly.
Now this bitch is done talking about, you know, not eating.
I'm just going to say, because on my mind, but I remember, like, in the past when I did try to open up to you, I feel like sometimes you weren't there. And I feel like I really do appreciate you saying that right now. I'm about to cry. I really do appreciate you saying that.
I just wanted you to know that I heard you. I just didn't want you to be like...
I feel so weird. You're about to make me cry. Lily, me right now.
I just need you to know that I...
Okay, like, I'm like, we don't need to keep going. I feel hurt, man. I feel hurt.
But bulimia is no joke. Let me tell you, like, bulimia does not great.
No, yeah.
I'm telling you, like, that, obviously, like, I wish I didn't go through that.
Obviously.
But, girl, sometimes I look at my teeth and I'm like, damn.
No, I can't wait. Oh my god, speaking of my teeth, I feel like my teeth look... No, I feel like I haven't gone to the dentist forever. So I've been trying to get my dental health.
I don't remember the last time I went to the dentist. Actually, the last time I went to the dentist was when I got my things taken out. We're gonna take a quick little break and we're gonna be right back, okay?
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're going to be right back. Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack.
Hello, everyone. We are... Wait, what the fuck is on my forehead, bitch?
What's on your forehead? Okay. Girl, what'd you get on your forehead? Okay, anyway. What are you doing? Oh, you know the thing Catholics do? The ashes? I was raised Catholic, but I don't even know what it's called. Where you do, a cross on your on your forehead. I remember, like... I honestly don't remember the thing. So remember, like it would be, like, some sort of, like, mass at night. And then you put, like, this, like, ash on our foreheads. And then you'd, like, keep it on till, like, the next day, I think. Mm-hmm. Or just until it washed off. I don't know. Something like that. I forgot. But I remember doing that. That's what that reminded me of. Okay, but then that's a game for us.
We have,
explain it.
We have a little game, of course. Everyone knows Drag Race is my favorite thing in the world, so...
Everyone knows. Like,
Everyone knows.
Like, why are you questioning it?
Don't be fucking stupid. So, and you know every time there's a new season, me and Maria rank all of the looks. And so me and Maria are going to rank the promo looks for season 17.
Tally of how many times I say Anna.
Yeah.
Should I guess the names?
I'm going to tell. Oh, the names are
I'm going to try. Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, damn. Unfortunately, the names are at the top.
Could you cover it? Or would it cover them? Because I'm going to say, I'm going to try, if we can, I'm going to try not to say Anna that much. But knowing myself, I'll probably come up with Anna for, like, everything.
No, can't cover the names.
Oh, okay, never mind. Okay, not a game anymore. Sucks. Hopefully you weren't looking forward to it.
Oh my god, you are so... You know, fine, I'll try and cover the names and not cover the look too much.
You can use a finger? Okay, like, why is she a thumb? You can cover that.
Okay, so... We're going to be, I'm going to have Maria guess the names of it. Okay. That looks fun.
That one looked good. It was giving Marie Antoinette.
Wasn't.
I mean, it looked like it. Okay. Why you sound judgy? Wasn't. Okay.
Okay, so this is the first queen. Here's the picture of her. Maria, what are you thinking?
Oh, Ice Queen. Mm-hmm. Okay, the name. Whoa, her legs don't even look real. Like, it's giving, like, it's so, like, shiny it looks. Is it the detailing from the dress? Oh, yeah, it's the detailing from the dress. Okay.
Don't zoom out too much.
Oh. Let's go with Erotica.
This is our diva, our queen, Miss Acacia Forgot. She is... There's two episodes out already, and I know she's already in the bottom for one of them.
I rate that a 10. I really fuck with the look. Look, yeah.
Wow. I'm surprised,
I love
honestly.
The whole look. It looks really good.
Okay, don't look at this one either. Okay. Oh my god, you're gonna love this one though. Fucking good. So this is the next queen.
Whoa, that was getting snowflake. It's like, so is the theme like winter?
The theme was water.
You know, I could see that. Mm-hmm. That was like my next thing, but it's giving snowflake, I don't know. Like the water splashes.
Mm-hmm.
But I see the water. Oh, don't worry, I'm getting there.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
It also kind of reminds me of fish. Wow. Well, look at those nails.
I know.
Well, I'm really into the eye makeup. Okay, I love this. I'm gonna get this on a 10. Okay, I'm sorry. Why is it giving elf down here, though? The leggings? Like, just because I'm, like, zooming in specifically, it's giving elf. But, like, when you look at the elf together, it looks really nice. But, like, it just giving, like, elf tights. Like, you know, Buddy?
Yeah.
Elf? So, it reminds me of that.
Name. Oh, yeah. What do you think her name is?
I'm just going to say, because it was generally my first one. I was going to say Snowy Anna. I was about to say, like, no, but I was like, let me just say it. Because, I mean, it's what I genuinely thought the first time.
And what do you give her?
Oh, Ted, I already said that. Right.
This is our diva, our queen, Miss Arietti. Of course, she is...
That's a good name!
And she is... Her promo look is probably my favorite promo look out of everybody on here.
She is only my second one, but I agree. So far, she's, like, really up there. Okay. Like, she's the number one of the 10.
This is our next diva.
Because it looked blurred when you showed me it. It kind of like it was a lot more than it really is. And just kind of, like... It's giving Tinkerbell, you know, when she was, like, first born, she's in that white dress.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, maybe the snow one, because, like, obviously it's, like, cold. I'm not into it. It just reminds me of her, very demure. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this isn't your time to be demure, you know?
No, you're right.
So, I kind of want to say one, but, like, it's not even bad. Damn. It's just, like, I just hate how, like, it's just, like, so, like, plain. Like, I want more. Why am I down here? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna give it a 1. Like, I really can't give it something else. Like, I'm kind of like, because I kind of don't want to give it a 1 because it's not ugly. It's cute. But, like, cute for this?
Yeah.
It's like, I want more. Like, you can zoom in all you want. I see it.
I know. I'm just letting you get a better look. No, I agree. I don't like this
one. I like her makeup look, but again, it's like, demure. Oh, cold makeup. I do love the makeup, but it's just like, okay, but I want to make it clear. It's not like, I think it's terrible. It's just like so, like, plain. So that's why I give it a 1. It's not ugly. It's just, like, so plain. Her name is... I'm getting there. Hold on. You know what? Just because she reminds me of Tinkerbell, I'm going to give her Tinkerbell.
Okay. This is our diva.
Or no, just Tink.
My eye!
Oh, did I bump your eye?
No. This is our diva, Miss Crystal Envy. She...
I'm not envying that.
Ooh. I don't really like this promo look, but I do
What do
know...
you rate it?
It's like a 4 for me. It's not my favorite.
Yeah. I just can't even get 4 because it's just like, I really don't like it.
But...
Like, I like it's cute, but so like, do I like it now? Not for this type of thing.
I know she does really, really good in her episode. Because it was like a split premiere type thing.
Oh.
And I know she does really good in her premiere episode, and so I'm excited to see it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it though. It's episode 2. Anyway, this is our next diva. I love this queen. I want you to know before I show you is that she didn't even audition. Okay. She went to RuPaul's book signing, and RuPaul liked the way she looked, so she called her up.
Whoa.
And RuPaul asked if she's ever auditioned for the show. And this was a little bit of a stunt that she pulled, but she was like, I actually have my audition on a flash drive right here for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then RuPaul was like, actually, bitch, this was your audition. You're going on my show now.
Whoa,
and
so I RuPaul, love that.
You so know? RuPaul hand-selected her from Atlanta, Georgia.
Whoa. Well, like, you never heard those like, stories for, like, celebrities where, like, I know Pam, I think it's Pam Anderson, or is there any Pamela Anderson? Yeah, it's Pamela.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson. Apparently, she was, like, found out, like, on a Jumbotron. Like, she was, like, at some sort of show, I think. Yum. And then they discovered like that. I love stories like that. Ooh, I love that. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of like a fish from like, I think Ariel, where it's like just how she looks, like pink mm-hmm. on the outside, but like blue. Ooh, I love it. I give that a 10. Another name.
Ew.
Actually, I'm gonna give it a 9. The only thing that I really love like the shawl.
Uh-huh.
But, like when I'm really like looking at the dress, just like at itself, I got a 9. Like, it's... I love it.
Too much.
I love it, but, like, I don't think it's 10 worthy. That's not, like, the other ones I rate 10.
This one is one of my favorite promo looks of the season.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, that's really, really good. I love the hair.
I know.
Okay, but the name...
So what do you think her name is? Oh, God.
I'm not gonna say it, actually. I'm not gonna say it. I want to say Tatiana, but no. I'm gonna say... I'm trying to think of a name. Like, fuck... I want to give something fishy, like even even then I saw Angelina because I want to say Angel Fish or something like that. I'm like, give me a moment. Like, stop pressuring me. Oh my god. I'm gonna go with like
off the top of your head.
Everything's ending in Anna.
It's fine.
Everything. Okay, fine. Angelina. That's what I'm gonna say at first.
That's not right.
What? What do you mean?
That is not correct. However,
oh, well, duh. I know it's not going to be anything with Anna.
This is our diva, Miss Hormona Lisa.
Wait, I was
kind
of there. Oh, Hormona?
Hormona Lisa.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Hormiana. I was going to say, wait, I was kind of
right.
This
is our diva, Miss Hormona Lisa. I really like her, even though, again, I know she's in the bottom for her premiere episode. I don't know why. I just, see, this is what I do to myself, that I spoil the episode for myself.
Before you watch it?
Before I watch it. But you see, I don't know who goes home. Actually, I do know. No one goes home, but...
Oh.
Anyway, this is our next diva.
Wait, why?
Well, okay, there's this whole thing that they do where... There's this whole thing that they do that they're doing this season that's called... what's it called? It's basically a dunk tank where they pull levers, and if the person in the dunk tank falls, they get to stay in the competition.
Uh-huh.
And first episode, Hormona Lisa loses the lip sync.
I feel like you gotta be good at lip sync.
No, yeah. Girl, why do you think I practice so much? No, I'm just But Hormona loses the lip sync, and then she pulled the lever, and they went into the dunk tank, so she got to stay in the competition.
Oh, wow.
I think it's a stunt. I think it was just, like, they wanted her to stay, and they wanted it to be a moment because RuPaul picked her.
Yeah.
But...
Because, like, she's, like, the chosen one.
Yeah, because she was, like, chosen one. But I don't know. I don't want to. Anyway.
Okay. You don't want to say too much.
I don't know. Like, I don't want to say too much. Anyway, this is our next diva.
Mm-hmm. You see, it's kind of, like, that other one. It's giving just, like, plain. Like, I'm really not into, like, that clear material you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, maybe it's not clear material. No, it is. Yeah, the bottom. It's, like, isn't it, like, meshy or something like that? But for some reason, like, when it's far away like that, it looks like the whole thing's, like, a... mesh thing, and I'm like, too.
Don't zoom out too much.
No, but like, I'm okay, just like looking at the outfit though. I like the strings.
Uh huh.
I love the headpiece. I love the makeup. Very like siren.
Mm hmm.
But it's like, it's like the same thing like I told you. It's like,
are you gonna give this one a 1 too?
No. I kind of want to give it a 1, but I was saying, I was like, I do like it. I like, okay, sorry. I didn't even see the name. I didn't even see the name. Damn. Like, I kind of want to give it a point also, actually. Yeah. It's like, I want to give it more because it's not ugly. It's just like, I just expected more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I feel like 17. The background is a lot. But we're not going based off background. We're going off based how you look.
And it's season 7.
And she looks amazing. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But it's just like,
but you
I want
hate
more.
Her. Yeah.
So I'm gonna give it a 1.
Okay.
No, I'm going to give it a 2 because actually I like her face more. I really like the siren face. Okay, but name. I'm gonna go with Sasha Siren.
Okay.
See, I try to be more.
You know, I will give you this one. It's a little closer.
Really?
It's in a
really? Ball. I saw the way I saw sparkles in there.
It's in. Yeah. So then why didn't you say sparkles in your name?
I didn't say that. I said Sarah Siren or something like that.
I know, but if you said you saw sparkles, why didn't you say
sparkles? Well, because I wanted to go with my honest one. I'm not. Okay, just because I saw doesn't mean I'm going to, like, just, like, lie. Like, sorry. I want to get my honest names. Like, I'm just an honest person like sorry, that. Not all of us are liars. So don't come at me for being, like, a great person.
This is I actually enjoy this promo look a lot. I will say it is just like
it's just like straps,
a bra and panty and literally straps. So in my book it's like a 5. I do think it's a step better, but this is our diva Miss Jewel Sparkles. Yes, Miss Jewel Sparkles. Honestly, I don't really like, I don't know, she's not
kind of like playing,
she's not making an impression on me on the season so far.
Oh,
Her performance was really good, and it is impressive because, like, she has, like, a bionic spine or something.
Well, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, she had to get, like, a part of her spine replaced with, like, metal, like, a pipe.
Oh.
And so, like, it's hard for her to do moves, but, like, she still does them, and it's, like, it's impressive.
Well, I love that.
I know, it's really impressive, but, like, she just hasn't made,
like... I love that. See, that's why she's giving Siren, because the Siren would never let anything get in her way.
She's just, like, not making an impression on me on the season so far.
Damn.
I know. Anyway, oh, God, I do not like this next promo look. This next promo look is not for me, but we'll let you be your judge.
No, I like this more. See, hers, again, is a lot more. Am I into it like that? No. I'm gonna give it a 5. Actually, no, I'm gonna give it a 6. I love the... Actually, I would get... Okay. I'm gonna give it a 6. I really like the hair, and I love the makeup. It reminds me of a cat. I love it.
Yes.
And I like the outfit. It's more something. But sometimes, like, giving, like... I don't know, because, like, you said bionic just now. That's making me think of robots. But, like the dark blue part is reminding me of, like a robot. Like, armor type beat.
Uh-huh.
I do like it more. It's giving me, like, Elsa, but, like, I'm saying, like, armor. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give it... Yeah, I already said 6. And then her name, I'm gonna give her... She's so dumb. Hold on. It was gonna be, like... hold on.
What's her name?
I'm saying Cat. What?
So what's her name?
Well, hold on. I'm literally thinking about it. Ooh, but I really like the hair. I love the hair. It's also reminding me of, like, a fish. I really like that. I'm gonna give it, like, Catfish.
That's the name?
Yes, Catfish. I know it's not that. I saw the word. I saw a J in there. Jules.
This is our diva Miss Joella.
Oh.
Okay. I do not like this promo look.
Really? I think it's 6.
I think it's like a 2.
It's a lot more.
It's like a 2.
And I'm sorry, I love that fierce makeup. It reminds me of a cat.
It's like a 2.
Oh.
Oh! This is so good. This one is one of my favorites.
Why?
I just think she looks so cunt. Oh. And I know you're going to agree when you see our diva. Oh my God, are you joking?
It's again just like, it's kind of plain. Why does it look like a trash bag? Especially like that part.
Are you joking?
It kind of looks like a trash bag. Like trash bag material.
Wait, why can you see the name now?
I don't know.
But like, what did you do?
I don't know. Click it.
It's too late. It's too late. It's too
late. Well, it's okay. I wasn't even going to say anything like that. Because it's definitely, I don't know, it doesn't give whatever this is.
That way
I don't think it's okay. She looks amazing. It's just the outfit. I'm really not into the outfit. She looks great. You're so right, body yada yada, but the outfit, I'm not into it. I'm kind of like, I just can't see, like, I think it's latex, but I just can't unsee, like this part looks latex, like the actual dress part, but that scarf part, it just reminds me of a trash bag, like, inflated.
Wow.
And just, like, maybe painted so, like, you get some dimension. But, like, I'm gonna give it, like, I don't want to give it a 1.
A 1.
But, like, I kind of want to. But same, like, I'm also kind of want to give it a 2. Because she looks great. Don't get me wrong. Oh, yeah, let's see the shoes. Yeah.
The shoes aren't great.
I'm going to give her a 2. And then her name's going to be...
This is a 10.
Take the trash out. I just really can't see the trash bag with the...
This is a 9 scarf for me. This is our diva, Miss Corey King. I love her. She's my favorite.
See, and with the name King, I would expect some more. Give me royalty or something. I don't know.
She's my favorite on the season so far. I'm like, I want her to win.
Mm-hmm.
She's so good. And then this is our next diva.
I like the pose.
My B pose is nasty. We have our next diva. I love her. Even though I will say her performance that she did on this newest episode was really weak sauce.
Like figure ice skater, but like also like a pixie fairy. Uh-huh. But like not Tinkerbell. This one's better.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I really like this one. I love the face. Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I give it like a... I give that one a 7. I really like it. I love how she looks. So yeah, she doesn't have much, but it's still not plain. You see? Like hers is literally just like one tit covered and like some sleeves and then some shit going out of her leg and then her shoes. So yeah, it's not a lot, but it's like still a lot. Like the little she's got on is like so creative. So like, the other ones are like a little dress, a little material here and there. Straps. But not like, whoa. Like this is like, whoa. Like I can't get my eyes off her.
So what do you give it?
I love the outfit. I already told you it was 7.
Sorry.
No, did I say 7? I think I said 6 actually. I'm gonna go with 7. I don't know. Okay. I'm pretty sure I said 6, but I'm gonna go with 7. And then her name, let's say like... I was gonna say Pixelicious, but like, it reminded me of that book. I think it was called Pixelicious or something like that. I'm gonna give her Pixie Cut. She's a haircut name.
Pixie Cut? That's gonna be my drag name when I walk in there now.
You do have a pixie.
I'm gonna walk in there. Pixie Cut? My name is Pixie
so
Cut.
So what's the name?
Her name is... You know, she does... You know what? I will give you this. She does have a play on words name.
Okay.
Her name is Lana Jure.
Oh, like Lana Del Rey?
Like lingerie.
Oh. It doesn't sound like anything like that the way you said it. I don't know Lana Del Rey.
Okay. Miss Lana Jure. I love her so much. Her performance was really bad in the performance. Oh, I'm not gonna lie. But she is
Why was it bad?
She just like gave nothing. Like, she just like walked up the stage and walked into this side and walked this side and like did a little bit of this and then walked over there and I was just like
Like she was just doing a performance, but it wasn't a performance.
She was just doing like I'm walking on the runway performance. Damn. And I'm like, I'm like listen, I get it. If I looked like that, I would walk on the runway too.
I don't know. But I feel like you gotta get something.
You gotta have
like, yeah, you can definitely give that. I feel like you need to. Because when you look that fierce, but you can still do a little more.
Here's our next diva.
I love that one. I'm gonna give that shit a 10. Like, I love that outfit. I love the look. I love the ears.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. That's a 10. I love that. I love the hair. Whoa.
And her name?
Hold on, I'm thinking. That's always like the first thing I start thinking about besides giving it a rate. Cause I'm like, I want a good name. It's like, she reminds me of a lizard at the top. You know, like Bearded Dragons where they like wanting to warn them off. But then like the bottom is like shells and it's getting like Larry Lobster. But I love it in like the best way. Cause you know, some packs now. I love the way she's like holding her hair out. I'm trying to think of the name. Like, I don't know what way to go. Like, fish or lizard?
It's a good look. I will say, the only thing that I don't really like about it is that I feel like it makes her look bigger.
Than what she really is?
Yeah, like, it looks bulky.
Oh, no. It definitely does look bulky. But I'm talking like, Larry the Lobster, but, like, he was, like, he had a six-pack. And that's what it's reminding me of. He's giving, like, six-pack.
I think it's a really...
I'm into it. Like, yeah, it's not, like, defining her body. But it's giving, like, armor. Like, she's here to fight. You know, and she ain't going down.
It's very impressive. Oh, and her talent show was so good. It was really funny. I like her.
I'm just gonna watch out. I can't really think of anything else.
This is our diva, Miss Lucky Stars.
Oh.
I'm telling you, her talent show was so good.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good.
I
anyway,
like hers.
Our next diva.
Oh, this another one? I thought she was the last one.
No, girl. Girl, we've got like 4 more.
Really?
Yeah, we gotta like speed through these.
Oh.
Speed round. This is our diva. She was internet famous before she went on the show. She got like, I think she got, it was like Instagram famous.
Whoa.
She's really talented and is known for making all of her looks.
Ooh.
And this is what she looks like.
Wow, okay. I'm not going crazy for it, but I do like it. I love how, okay, but like the top part, like her face and hair, it reminds me of like Blackville Brides.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember like they're like, I think it was like their early era. When they did her hair like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're like the makeup. She reminded me of that. I'm really into it. And then the dress. I like the dress. But it's kind of like...
Oh.
I don't know. It's giving like this dress. but it's also like giving like a, what's that timer? I want to say Victorian, you know, like a, when the waist kind of like tight like that. But so I kind of feel like it's also like not a lot. So I'm gonna give it a 7.
7.
It definitely was like a whoa, but it wasn't like whoa, you know? It was mostly the makeup and the hair that really got me like, whoa, what's going on? But I really like it. And then her name, I'm gonna say with, I'm gonna go with,
no,
I'm gonna say male bride, because I really can't stop thinking of black male brides. I'm gonna say like, unveil. Yeah, just unveil.
This is our
diva. It always sounds so good. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm like, that's literally just like a word.
This is our diva, Ms. Lydia B. Collins. Mm-hmm. I like her. I did watch her content before she got on the show.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
It's great. It was great.
What kind of content was it?
I know she made videos about like making her costumes and like videos of the process of her making it. I enjoyed those. She'll do photo shoots. They were cute. Our next diva. Oh my god. I love her name. Her name is so good. I know, but the other day I just kept saying it to myself over and over again because I thought it was so funny and so creative.
Oh, wow. Okay, so now I know I gotta be really creative.
So this is our diva.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't like it.
I like it, but it's in him like, I just really gotta look at it. She reminds me of like a water drop. I love the pose. It's like she's coming out the water.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Ooh, whoa, the hair's giving like tentacle.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the little dots.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give it a 5.
5?
Wow. Yeah. Okay, like, I don't know how I feel about the cape. Like, is it an all-around thing? Or is it just the back?
I think so. I think it's around her right here.
Yeah. And it, see, the thing is, like, if it's an all-around thing, I feel like it's just giving me, like, partial. But not in a good way.
Like, poncho.
Oh, I can see poncho. Yeah, that poncho's, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm gonna give her 5. It's not bad. I definitely do think it's a lot more.
Mm-hmm. And her name.
Hold on. You always rush me. Give me.
Sorry.
Miss Octiana. Yep.
Okay.
So what's the name? Okay, I did not go with funny or creative.
I love her name so much. Her name is Anya Nerve.
Mm.
Anya Nerve. I thought that was so fucking funny. Bitch, I was literally in like the Dollar Tree up the road. Uh-huh. I just kept saying it to myself over and over again. No, like, Anya. Bitch, I thought it was
out loud.
No. It might. No, that's that's crazy. Walking down the aisle. Anya Nerve.
I just had to clarify it.
Okay, this next diva. I think you're gonna like this look.
Okay, let's see.
Watching be completely wrong.
No, I like that one. Ooh, I really like it. You know what's a little kind of reminding me of, though? It's giving me, like, 2018 prom dress.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I give it a 7. Uh-huh. It's cool. But it's giving 2018 prom dress. I really like it, but I give it a 7. I love the hair. I'm really into the hair. I love how high up it goes. Mm-hmm. I love the details. And then her name is Ice Queen. Mm-hmm. Because she's like the ice queen fairy.
Uh-huh. This is our diva, Sam Star.
Mm.
This is our diva. Oh my god, I love her. She is so cute. She's so cute out of drag.
Okay.
So, I guess I'm just biased, but...
Mm. Oh, I just want to see a specific look. It's like that, like, Marie Antoinette look. Like, you know when they have their lips, like, pursed like that? And then they have, like, this, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a circus outfit type thing. I like it. I give it a 7. I really like it. I really do. But it's just a 7 to me.
Yeah.
But,
I love...
Let me see the whole thing. Damn.
Oh, my God.
I want to see the whole look. Yeah. But she reminds me of those, like, characters. I really wish I remembered, like, the name of it or whatever. But her name.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think?
Tapatina.
You know... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Did I get it?
No. But you know what?
Was it close?
Her talent show was tap dancing.
That's the outfit. That tap dancing, like...
Her drag is very... Her drag is very 1920s flapper girl vibes.
Yeah. It's not even flapper, but it's like... It's just, like, this look I've seen.
But her name is Miss Susie Toots. Wow. That is so crazy that you, like, got...
That's, like, insane.
Like, that... No, that was, like, really... That was a little insane.
That was really good.
Okay. Now, she's really good. Okay, this is our last diva.
Oh my god.
I know, finally. Oh. But we've been doing
You haven't been loving chatting with me?
No, I have. It's just, we've been doing this for like 30 minutes. No, we definitely have been
here. I've been like, oh, I know. I was like, we're just gonna go 15 more minutes.
Anyway, this is our diva.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm gonna like this one. It's not a lot, but yeah, it's so cunt.
I don't know. I'm kind of being 3 or 4. I'm gonna give it 3.5.
Really?
Yeah. I love her face. I like the look, but I don't know. Something about it. I'm kind of like, mm-hmm. I wish, ooh, you know, if there's like more like details on the legs, like maybe like frills coming out like that. Mm-hmm. That'd be really nice. Let me see the whole thing. Let me go slow. Okay.
Let me go slow.
No, I'm gonna go four, actually. I love the look, but instead of just kind of like, it just looks like one whole like shiny bodysuit.
This is a 10 for me. Really? She looks so, I feel like the background's a lot. She looks so,
but like, if I just saw that outfit by without all that background, it'd just be like a silver suit.
She's got her titties out. She is looking good. She's looking,
wait, that's painted on?
Yeah, the girl, that's not a bodysuit. That's, oh, painted, girl, on, I'm painting her.
I don't know. It's still looking like a bodysuit to me, so I'm still going to stick with four.
Damn.
I'm still sticking with four.
I eat it up. So good.
I mean, that's something hot.
And her name?
Oh, yeah, her name. Silverfish.
This is our diva, Miss Girl, Miss Lexi Love. Mm. She is so, her talent show, I haven't seen the episode yet, but obviously I watched her talent show. She wins the episode. It was so, so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, girl.
What did she do?
She did a lip sync performance on roller skates. Ooh. And she was like dipping, she was like doing drop splits and like going down roller skates. Oh, it was so fucking good.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Anyway, girl. Are you ready to wrap up this episode?
I am.
But we have been
chatting about.
We've been yapping.
It has been a chatting episode.
I know, but we love a good chatting episode.
It's mine so far. I know you stopped coloring, but I did go a little more.
Yeah, I literally told Maria that I was going to keep coloring while I was doing that, but I just got so distracted. But this is mine so far.
Don't worry, guys. You're going to see more in the next episode. Yeah,
we're filming two episodes, and so next week, y'all will get to see the rest of our...
Yeah, and hopefully the finished look.
Yeah, hopefully you'll get to see the final product. All right,
guys, we're just going to have to, again, and do it again, you know, like... Yes, we just have to, you know, because we can't leave it.
You're forcing me! You're forcing me to do it!
Heather literally is.
But anyway, are you ready to wrap up this episode?
You keep that tongue away from me. Don't look at me with your tongue going like that.
So, Maria, I have a fun little question for you.
I don't know if I want to be asked.
Yes, you do, baby. What's the question?
What is it?
Where can everyone find us?
Okay, well, we're on all streaming platforms as the Chatterbox Crew. Every single one, bitch. Every single one, so you can't miss us. Really, no excuse. And then we're also maybe on TikTok. Who knows? We gotta see. But if it's still around, Chatterbox Crew. And then we're also on Instagram as Chatterbox Crew and also X or Twitter. But who even uses that? Because we don't. I think you said you tweeted once.
I did post my whole.
Well, that's on his, I think.
No, on ours.
Oh, for free?
For free. You know, wow. I thought it gave
you're still, like, giving.
I know. What would you actually want on our Twitter? And that was just a picture of my booty hole.
I think I just laughed, but also I think I'd hate that.
Don't curl it too much. You still have to draw on it, sweetie.
Don't worry. I'm just giving some, like...
Some texture. Sorry, that was
some depth. No, I just can't start doing it. Now I'm just going to do it. And then I start doing it to the rest of like, so I can be, like... Like, even. Because you can imagine just, like, that much and that not.
Oh, sweetie, are you okay?
That even hurt. Oh, I love how you take care of me.
I know. And where can they find you?
Okay, but you can find me on Instagram, not Twitter.
She got Twitter, y'all. She got Twitter.
But not for y'all. I use it for other purposes. But.
I know that's right. Do you have a hidden account, or are you just open in the world with who you follow?
No.
Is it hidden?
What do you mean?
Is it my private
or what?
Like, is your name on it?
Honestly, I think it is.
It's okay.
I think it is.
My name's on mine.
I just can't remember, but I think it is. I'm pretty sure.
My name's on mine, and all I do is... Bitch, I know all likes are private now, but girl, all my likes is just cock and
balls. I bet.
What? Kind of bad. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Mine is safe stuff. I'm just not being as vocal, but mine is safe stuff, too.
Whoa.
Anyways.
Okay, where can they find you?
You can also find me on Instagram and like maybe TikTok. Of course it's getting banned right when I'm finally getting on my grind.
I know.
But I've been making shit and I'm like, damn, do I even want to post it? Because it's going to be gone.
Oh my god.
Because I have on a few stuff. Oh my gosh, there's this dance called, it's like the tap out dance. That's how I know it as. I did it the other night. That's one of them we're going to do. And I was going to post it, but I was like, I don't know if it's going to even last. And then like also, I fucking hate it. My first take, I loved it, but I was like, I could do better. And after that, I couldn't get a good take. And I ended up not posting it. But anyways, that's where you can find me. Instagram's what's up underscore. No, Instagram is xo.maria with two A's at the end. And then maybe TikTok, what's up underscore Maria. If I get run out, it's going to be what's up underscore Maria. most likely.
Ooh.
But where can I find you?
If you want to find me, of course, after I take a bite of some snack.
That's when I'm done yapping and ready to let you talk. I just set you up like that. That's fucked up. What you gonna do about it?
What do you want me to do about it?
Whoa, did you guys see how aggressive he gets?
I'm just a man.
You're still being strong. Whoa. Well, that is really big.
Fat?
No, just like it's a big lump of just muscle.
I know. Anyway, if you want to find me in all this sexiness, then I know where you go.
Put that away. Not too much on them.
All right, this video might get flagged for having guns in it.
That was funny. That was a good one. I like that.
Thank you. I'm busy.
Oh my gosh.
I'm the funny one.
Just because okay, damn. He's like fighting for his life. I'm the funny one. He's fighting for his life. Guys, I think he's the funny one. But I'm recently getting in. Okay, I've been trying to get into silver jewelry for the longest. By the time I tried something that was silver, I was like,
that does really look into good. It.
Right? This one is so cute. If you're like a visual viewer, you can see it. But it's a moonstone and it's silver jewelry. I really love the detailing. It has like.
Oh, like
lines. Like it looks like clouds, right? It looks like snakes, but also looks like clouds. Like those anime clouds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's cute. Yeah,
here's a closer look. I don't know if you can see the detailing, but I love it so much. I fuck with it. I'm going to try and get more silver jewelry, but this is my first piece.
That's cute. Don't I know flip some... them off. Oh, my. I'm just pissed, so you know? Fucked.
Batty, we're right back to that one picture. No, you got to show that picture on this episode.
Oh, this is my fair picture of Maria.
It's so fucking I'm just so bad.
Anyway, if you want to find me, you can find me on every single what?
I don't know what you're saying.
You can also find me everywhere, bitch. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube. I'm on TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. I'm sorry, I was trying to go in order of importance.
Oh, I see.
And I already messed it up by mixing up Twitter and Instagram, but who gives a fuck about Twitter?
Literally,
and
you already said two times, so it really doesn't matter.
I know. So just know that you can find me at all those places at.
Ew, put that something away! Nathaniel actually, no, they might Nice. Be into it.
I know, you are you into it?
I'm not, girl, I'm bro, count how many times your tongue has came out this episode. Too many.
Okay, anyway, we have to go. It's like, do. We're like too much. It's like,
we're too crazy.
It's too crazy. So
my girl just woke us up the other day. She's like, you're so crazy when I entice her to get a venti instead of a grande. I thought it was so fucking funny. She's like, you're crazy. Let's do it. Girl, I thought that shit was so funny. It's because, like,
you're you know, there's so the one crazy.
You kind of just, like, sim on a drive-thru. I noticed I was kind of just, like, doing the exact same thing, seeing the exact same script. So with her, I was like, let me be a little more. And then she said that. I thought it was so fucking funny.
You're
so
crazy.
Oh, you're so crazy. No, I loved it, though.
You are gross. She's so crazy. Anyway, we're going to go.
That's that photo.
So we're gonna go. We have to go, y'all. We gotta go. It's
you'll
much.
See more than yeah, next we'll one. You gotta come back next week, I guess.
Anyway. Oh my god. Can I get situated? Okay. Goodbye.
Oh my god.